Hey, shalom. Blessed be the name of Jesus Christ. We want to continue to understand how Jesus tried to win his own disciples to believe in his only selection. It's amazing that Jesus did not hide what would happen to him when he gets to the cross. Jesus would always talk about, I'll die, but on the third day, I will raise up again. More than three times, he spoke to his own disciples. And disciples heard that. He taught them. At one time, he literally taught the disciples, and Peter faced Jesus and rebuked him, and he said, that cannot happen. It's amazing that when finally Jesus died and resurrected according to the scriptures and according to his own word, his own disciples did not believe it, did not catch up, did not understand what was going on. That's why in the book of John 20 and verses 1 to 10, we will learn how Jesus tried to win these people to believe what he had already said, what had already been fulfilled, what had already been written in the scriptures. And so we are told that the disciples were hiding because of the fear of the Jewish people. That's number one. Because we are asking, what would make the disciples not really to believe what was written, what was said, and what has come to pass? They were hiding. And so the women, led by Mary Magdalene, went very early in the first day of the week, when it was still dark, and he went to the tomb. And Mary and others, they were asking themselves, who will remove the tomb or the rock or the stone for us? Mary was not coming to see a resurrected Jesus. Mary, we can maybe not be too hard on her, because we are not told that she was part of the people that Jesus told about this. We were not told that she was part of her disciples, although the women followed Jesus from Galilee. But she came looking for a body. She knew that Jesus was dead, and she knew that Jesus was buried. That was a proof for her, because women were also part of the proof of dying and also the burial. And so she's coming together with others, and they are carrying very good spices to embalm the body, or to put on the body of Jesus Christ. And so when she came and she found that the stone was removed, and that stone could not be removed by one person, the first thing she did was to run and call Peter and tell Peter about it. And of course, Peter came running together with John towards the tomb. John overran Peter, or ran faster than Peter, got to the tomb faster, but he did not go in. When Peter finally came towards the tomb, he came running, and Peter reached the tomb and entered in. But what Peter saw did not make sense for him. Verse 6 says that then Simon Peter came along behind him and went straight into the tomb. He saw the stripes of linen lying there, as well as the clothes that had been wrapped around Jesus' head. The clothes was still lying in its place, separated from the linen. Finally, the disciple who had reached the tomb first also went inside. He saw and believed. They still did not understand from the scripture that Jesus had to raise from the dead. Then the disciples went back to where they were staying. This is an awkward situation. They come in, Peter and John. They have been informed by Mary. But when they entered in, finally, they looked at the cloths that had wrapped Jesus. And the cloths were wrapped so well. Part of it was on where the head of Jesus was. The other piece of the cloth or the linen was where his feet were. And they were folded. But they did not make any sense. They did not understand. It is true. That was a proof of resurrection. Because the body was not there. The tomb was open. Mary had already come and said, you know, the body is not there. There were two or three witnesses already here. But they could not believe. They could not understand this. Why? Because they still did not understand from the scripture. See, when Jesus tried to win the disciples to believe in his own resurrection, the key thing that we need to look at is the understanding. Understanding is the most important element that the disciples lacked. They were not able to understand. And what is to understand? To understand is to be able to interpret, is able to get the meaning of the experience. The experience was that the body is not there. But where is the body? Who took the body? What had happened to the body? Could have somebody taken the body? These are some of the questions that they did not force themselves to ask so that they could be able to understand the scripture. They could not even be able to remember that the scripture had talked about it. They could not remember Jesus had talked about it. They could not remember the many, many occasions that Jesus had already spelled out about his own resurrection. And so Jesus is winning these people to understand his own resurrection. But finally, they went home. They left that place and they went home. What do you think they told the other disciples? I am sure they might have told them, "We have not seen the body." But they could not be able to put together that Jesus had already resurrected. Are you like the disciples, Peter and John? Could fear have stopped the understanding? I want to believe there are few emotions that affect understanding. You see, when one is going through emotional time, what happens is our minds are not effective at all. For example, when one has been bereaved or somebody have died whom you love, sometimes you may not be able to think and think properly. So I want maybe to mention that a few emotions that ran through the disciples, in particular Peter, had made him not to be able to understand better. Probably number one, the fear of the Jews. Fear could have nabbed his own thinking. He was afraid of the Jews. He knew that he was so close to Jesus, and he was afraid probably they might look for him. Number two, not only fear, there's also guilt. Previously, Jesus had met with Peter the last time at the garden. That is where they were together. And at the garden, Jesus had denied Jesus. Look at this in the next episode as we go on, how Jesus was trying to win him. But he was also guilty about what he did. He left And he went out. It was at night and he was crying. He had already failed Jesus in his own heart. And so these were some of the emotions. He could have also have felt shame, naked in his own spirit, disgraced. Why could this have happened? But again, the most critical part is that the mentality of the Jews, as we said, is that they were looking for a political Messiah who would come and die and deliver them from the Roman rule. Jesus comes and dies, and the Roman rule is there. And so that one became a disillusioned statement or element in the lives of disciples. It is actually repeated that when two of the disciples were going to Emmaus that same day, they were saying, "Have you not heard about the man called Jesus? He was mighty in word and deed." Then they added and said, "We hoped he could have saved Israel." And so there was a lot of disappointment because this hope was not fulfilled according to them. But the good thing, this was not the end. Probably one more thing I would want to mention here is that when Mary came seeking for Jesus at the tomb, she did not go. She stood there. She stayed there. Even when disciples went home, Mary was left there. So the question I'm asking, did Peter and John help Mary to seek and find Jesus? Probably not. And this one opens a discussion on who do you normally call to pray together? I know when we are in trouble and we are in issues, we went to some people and we tell them, "Come pray with me." It will be good for us to discern the people that we call to pray with us. These people might not help us. I am sure Peter and John did not help Mary, because Mary was actually left more devastated and more humiliated. But the good thing, she continued seeking. And we shall be able to see what the Bible says about seeking. Can we also say that sometimes and many times, Jesus revealed himself to the worshippers, to those who seek him, for two reasons. One, because they do understand, and the word of God continue to get clearer to them. That could be one of the reasons how people continue seeking with understanding. But there are people like Mary who did not even understand the resurrection. Did Jesus reveal himself to Mary? Yes, he did, as we are going to see in the next episode. So Father, we pray that help us to believe the scriptures about your resurrection. That is the first proof. Help us to believe what Jesus had said. That's the second proof. And help us to believe that when we come and we get empty tomb, these three should give us enough proof that Jesus has resurrected as he said he would resurrect. Give us the joy to understand. Open our eyes to understand the scripture. In Jesus' name we pray.